This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. After East Timor gained its independence from Indonesia, the island nation hoped to get rich from offshore oil reserves. But Australia, much bigger, much more powerful, already rich, and a neighbor, also claimed rights in the area. Now the two have reached an agreement that could soon bring billions of dollars to both. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Australia has been a good friend to East Timor in many ways. Australian troops led the International Peacekeeping Force, sent to quell the violence after the Timorese voted for independence. Australia is also one of East Timor's biggest foreign donors. But the dispute over the rich gas and oil deposits in the Timor Sea has been long and acrimonious. The two sides have now agreed to share the revenue 50-50, though Australia's Prime Minister John Howard suggested the real winners were the Timorese.
It provides, over the years ahead, a very important addition to the revenue stream coming to a tiny independent country. And there is great affection in Australia for East Timor. There's great sympathy for the people of East Timor. There is a great desire on the part of the people of Australia that the people of East Timor have a strong, secure future.
Great affection and great sympathy, perhaps, but not great enough, critics say, to give the Timorese what they were entitled to. The biggest and potentially most lucrative field in the disputed area lies much closer to East Timor than Australia. And many familiar with maritime law say East Timor had a good case for claiming all the disputed territory under international law. But Australia refused to participate in an international arbitration process. It claimed an agreement it signed with Indonesia in the 1970s remains valid. That agreement gave Australia the rights to most of the disputed area. East Timor is one of the poorest countries in Asia. Nearly half the population lives on less than 50 cents a day. 1 in 10 children fails to reach the age of 5. In the end, some analysts say, the Timorese government evidently decided a bad deal was better than no deal at all.
It will mean that we have the means, the financial means, to increase our budget expenditure for education, for public health, for infrastructure development to serve the rural areas.
East Timor's foreign minister, José Ramos Horta.
It will mean also that we can create infrastructures that are necessary, like bridges, ports, expand our airport, open roads. And all of these will create thousands of jobs and in the end will contribute towards poverty alleviation or poverty elimination in our country.
Both countries must still ratify the agreement before it takes effect and before development begins. Both are expected later this year. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
Coming up on Day to Day, tips for investing for young people and what grandparents can give grandchildren who have everything. Michelle Singletary answers your finance questions coming up.